It's the Metal Show with Gully and Joe, and this is our coronavirus special. No, it's not. We're actually going to review the album Hail of the Mountain King. It's the fourth studio album by heavy metal band Savatage, come out in 1987. And yeah, that's about my intro, because these are lean times, Joe. I've got one piece of bread, two sheets of bog roll, and a bottle of wine. I'm fucked. So when did you hear this? I heard it the other day.
You've got wine. That's the main thing.
I've got wine, yeah. I'm running out, though, man. I'll have to go out with a mask on or a bag on my head or some shit. But when did you hear these people?
I first heard this album, funnily enough, thanks to Ralph Vieira on his channel. I think this may have been just before the podcast started, the Heavy Metal Rock and Combat podcast. Is that right? Did
I say Rock and right? Metal with Combat podcast. But they've got a Diablos in Podcastica is the name of the podcast. I mean, remember I was saying the new one with Ian and
the new one being Ian, because they've split up now, haven't they? But so originally Ralph had his Black Sabbath channel, The Eternal Idols, where he went through every Black Sabbath album and then went on to do Ozzy and Dio, and then he did I don't know what came first. He did that in the Kiss channel as well. Again, everything Kiss. And then he did Vieira Vault, which was just albums that he liked. And this was an episode of it. And I'd heard the name Savatage, I think, but fucking a metal band called Savatage, Uniform. So I don't know if I heard of them or not. But I watched that episode, totally new to the bands, and I had not long started the job I was doing at the time as well. So I just started listening to this album on YouTube at the time, and after a few months, bought a copy on Amazon for like £5. Mm. And it's an album that I play every now and then ever since. It's a charming little album, I think. It's got all sorts going on. It's a good little mixture of different styles.
Well, we had to bring some cheese.
We had to bring some fucking cheese in.
And I have to say from the outset, 10 out of 10 for deliverance of said cheese. Yes.
Look at that album cover, for fuck's sake.
As soon as you look at the fucking album cover, I'm going to come back to that in one of the songs. Like, but yeah, fucking, this is just fondue. And I've missed that, because we tend to delve too much in, at times, the heavier spectrum of metal as well. And paying attention to shit like this is it's actually a palate cleanser for the show. I think it kind of throws us off a little bit and makes us go, whoa, let's try this. And spot on, mate. Good choice.
Yeah, this is it's a good little album. It's a fun album as well, and it's something I've been wanting to review this album for quite a while. Actually, I think we're in for a fun show.
So let's take us on to the first track. I need to ask this now of you: the copy that you've got, is it the remaster or is it the original?
I'm not sure if it's an original. I know what you're referring to, because they recently reissued their catalogue in these little digipack, but cardboard cases. Yeah. With some bonus tracks. Now, I've bought their first album that.
So this is going to be first the album original, just on a CD.
Sirens. Yeah, I've got Sirens and then the EP, The Dungeons of Cold, in all on one CD, and it's in this nice little digipack. And it's by the looks of it as well, it's like a little collection, so when you buy all of them, it makes up like a band logo. Do you remember Judas Priest did that and I made it? But no, my copy of this is old. It's a pretty old copy, to be honest.
Okay, well, that fixes it for me.
I don't know if it's an original. It's got two bonus live tracks, so it's definitely a reissue of some sort.
So we start off and it there's a fade into a cheesy riff, and the first proper sentence I've put in is, yes, this is fondue. And it's fucking spandex and screaming lyrics like, I got my suitcase and kick that down the door. Yeah, it's one of them. It's fucking, the lyrics are terrible, but you like them because they are. And then you got your cheesy solo going on. And like, I bet you, like, because this is 87, they took this fucking seriously, though. They're living the cock rock dream and fucking standing on stage doing all that shit, shaking their head and going, yeah, I want some leather lace up pants. I like the little break up for the bass bit and then a little wanky solo. And yeah, it's a fucking great little opener, and you can tell because like I'm smiling as I'm saying it because I'm remembering listening to it a few times, and that, man, spot on, great stuff. And yeah, great little opener.
I mean, when I first listened to the album, what struck me was just how fucking weird it was. There's some really odd time structures on all of these songs. And it took me a few good listens to really get into it and sort of kind of just get used to it. It was a bit of like, I'm not quite sure what I think of this, but I'm intrigued, so I'll play it again. And especially the way John Oliver just randomly gives it every now and then.
That motherfucker can sing, though.
Yeah, but just out of nowhere, he just goes,
It's like, Papa got the ball for it, don't
Yeah, he does a fantastic job on this.
No fucking doubt.
But once you know, you digest the songs and get used to them, they're catchy as fuck as well. There's so many riffs or so many things, and we'll get to it later, but there was actually a little piece of a song that I woke up in the middle of the night with this song in my head, or this melody in my head. And it took me fucking ages to realise it was this. I actually thought it was an Annihilator riff. And I remember just listening to a load of Annihilator albums front to back, looking for it.
I've got something I've got to say now because it's popped into my head, because I need to know. I've had a few glasses of wine and we're all on lockdown because of fucking Kung Flu. Ooh, not PC to say that, but bollocks. What's the Rocky with Ivan Drago in? What one is that?
Four.
Okay, so I'll come back to four at the end of the album, and I'll explain why I've said that, but I'm not going to explain it till we get there.
Okay, now I know the album off my heart. I mean, I love this song. I just that riff. The chorus. Fuck out the past.
Have you been driving?
I can't even do it.
Putting the fucking hand of fucking doom up, have you? I bet you have. You've been just like, fuck it, yeah, let's put the hand of doom up and put me foot down.
Yeah.
I can see it with this one, yeah, but especially.
I am down 24 hours.
The thing is, though, this is, you know what, right? Those times when we've been out or we've done a show or whatever and we've been in the car, and Alan's had a drink, that Alan would appreciate this when Alan's pissed in the car and be sticking the hands out the side going, oh, I'm fist pumping at random motherfuckers in London. So we have to recreate this in the north when the world re-establishes itself.
Yeah, but again, it's got this kind of, although it's not a fast song in any way, but it does have, the riffage is worthy of any thrash metal record, and so are the leads. I mean, with thrash, it's kind of like this burst of energy, and it's all, you know, and it's speed as well. But in terms of quality and precision, Chris Oliver, the brother of vocalist John Oliver,
thinking of the guy on the telly who's a dead
now, God bless. But this was worthy of any Megadeth album, definitely. But then I just love this. It's quite an odd time signature. But then, right at the end, it goes into this sort of dun, 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 and it just goes into the bang 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 bang, bang, and it just goes off into this jam, which is really fucking cool.
It's got to open it.
Lovely, yeah, great little. And they did a video to this as well, which I highly recommend.
Like, this is the thing, right?
They did a few good videos to this album. Show.
And you know for a fact, unless you've linked me up, I'm not going to look at that shit. So you need to be sharing the links and saying, Alan, look at this. And in block capitals for the special or the potheads of the show.
Mate, check out Ralph Fiera's video as well. And also, they had a guest slot where John Oliver, the frontman, actually hosted the Headbangers Ball that week. Off the back of this album. This was big shit at the time.
I can imagine, though.
And but what you really want is the video for Hole of the Mountain King, because the album cover is played out. They've got an actor in the beard
doing the shit.
And there's a little Tyrion Lannister running around.
is he shagging prostitutes?
And he's in the Headbangers Ball with John Oliver. It's fucking brilliant.
If you've got to go on telly, bring your own midget.
Yeah.
And beyond the doors of the dog, I'm trying to keep it together, but I've drank more than you and I feel it now. There's the moody little choir bit, and then you got
love it.
It's cheesy, which envelops you like you're dipping a cracker in cottage cheese. You're proper just going in there and giving it a goes, whoa, because fuck all, there's nothing left at the buffet. So you're just thinking, yeah, well, I'll just stir it around that fucking bit of cheese. Fucking hell, like Google has actually reconstituted me words because I put fucking hell. The lyrics are terrible. But they make me smile and chuckle. They're just terrible. Like I said,
lyrics are to be enjoyed or ignored. Yes, and if if you're going to judge lyrics, don't ever listen to a Judas Priest album again.
I'm not like saying the lyrics are. I'm not hunched up. I'm not fucking getting me man boobs all semi floppy. It's proper fucking like. I'm just thinking it's great, and the cover matches its content in. All the walls are closing in, things crawling on your skin. Do you know what I mean? It's fucking great. This has to be on an 80s film, running away from your werewolf or something like that.
It's the ultimate, this track is an ultimate 80s horror film soundtrack. I absolutely love the introduction when it kicks in as well. And the old random, this is full of it.
Because he can.
But when it kicks in as well, that bit where it just goes, you've got the choir. He holds this really high note. Just goes, but the drums underneath it is fucking awesome.
I think when it comes to me and you, when we're doing the impressions of the singers, I will stick to the high range and you can stick to the low range. Is that all right? Because my voice is kind of high-pitched anyway.
I think when we should do it like we're talking on a walkie-talkie, you know what I mean? Talking and then you go, over. So you finish what you say, and then you go, and then I'll go, and then I'll finish what I say, and that's how we pass it back to each other for the rest of the episode.
I'm going to end up with a fucking headache. I've got enough alcohol to keep that shit going. like you got a whittly solo going, and then you get your, and then there's a cheese ending as well. And
The bit on this track as well.
Yes. It's just fucking marvellous. It's class, and it's got a cheesy ending.
It is, though. It's class. But the thing is, as cheesy as it is, it's not off-putting. You know, like, Halloween or Dragon Force or something like that, where it's just like,
they didn't take themselves seriously at the time, no. In a way, but yeah, it probably
was. No, they didn't. When you watch the videos, man, you can tell they're having fun. But it's not like a piss take either, you know? It's
one of them. So go on, behind the doors of the dog.
They find that balance, I've pretty much covered it, to be honest.
Legions, you got a nice little bass line to open up with. Big to open the song properly. You can imagine him thrusting his metal cob piece at like everyone on stage. He's got a little fucking around his genitalia and he's giving it a good thrust in the general direction of anyone who fucking looks at him. It's funny as fuck. This is exactly what you'd expect from them though. Like thus far, I'm fucking two songs in and I've never heard of these fuckers before. It's like the vocals and the music kind of fit each other like a glove. And he's got a great set of lungs and the lyrics and the vocals all work together. But this is really bad, but it's really good. It's like doing the Agadoo drunk at a party. It's just one of them. You really fucking love it at the time, but you're thinking, the next day, did I do that? It's like that. It's like a Legions of the Night. I keep getting lost in it though, that's the problem. Like when I'm typing the notes, I've listened to it to a few times, but like when I'm typing the notes today, I'm like, I'm listening to it and I'm getting into it, and then I'm stopping for a minute and going, why the fuck am I getting into this? it's just really fucking mad. This is an example of what spandex is, man. This is spandex, and again, we're like fucking three songs in and I'm off on it.
Yeah, I mean, this, I think this is actually a bit of a change in atmosphere. Whereas the last album was the perfect soundtrack to a horror film from the '80s, this track reminds me of sort of like a '80s film that's like got gangs in it and fighting, like, you know, like the Warriors.
I was actually thinking was Warriors,
about that. Well, yeah, well, was that was '70s though, Warriors? Yeah, but you get the gist. Like, just that.
What's the one? What's the one with the Snake Plissken?
You can just see him walking
Snake
down the street.
Plissken.
Legions of the Night.
Snake Plissken.
Escape from New York.
Yes,
yeah.
Snake Plissken. That's where this belongs.
And I, you know, this has got a really cold. This just sounds like a cold fucking New York steam coming out of sewers. It's dangerous.
Turtles, you know, turtles like, living in the in the sewer.
And Legions of the Night. Good God!
Good God!
I tell you what, this would be great things to listen to if he was playing Streets of Rage, the original Streets of Rage.
Oh, did you ever play Crude Busters, it was called? Where you were just big meathead, steadhead guys and you just picked up cars and threw shit at each other. It was fucking this.
It sounds. There were so many games like that at the time.
I'll actually find an online place where you can play this game, and I'm telling you, it is like you're just a big meathead with a fucking crop haircut. You pick cars up and you throw them at people, and you pick people up and just go. Rah! This is the type of music that would help.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean. I think I know the game.
Yeah, you played it. You put a pound. It's not a pound. It's a pound now. But you put fucking 20p in it, like, or 10p. Probably then, to be fair, you put 10p in it. It's one of them games, like, but yeah. Anything more?
Fantastic solo on this track as well.
And, you can talk for a bit, because I'm just about to have a really big sip of wine, because I'm getting into this show.
I'm just sending you the link to the video of Hole of the Mountain King.
Cool.
And, it's just a really cool song. It's nice, well-paced. I think so far as well, we've had a couple of different styles thrown at us, and but I like the way this particular track is slow and atmospheric. It's got a real dirty rock and roll feel to it. Again, Chris Oliver, I think, is just on fire on this album. He's just shredding
every
all
time
over the
you
place.
Say his name, I think of John Oliver off that fucking HBO show, The English Guy.
Yeah, fuck him.
He can be funny sometimes. I know he's a lefty, but he's a funny cunt. Come on, you've got to at least give him that.
Nah. He was probably funny about 10 years ago.
I'm watching that video.
As soon as he went to America...
This video was like
and
Willow.
And became a fucking...
The guy, little Willow
guy.
Yeah,
are you watching the video?
He's just kicking shit and he's angry. This is fucking awesome. Why do I not know this? And why have you not sent me this before? When I'm like near the bottom of a bottle of wine in the show. And, like, there you go, the midget fell through the floor. And, hey, there he is, Bilbo Baggins. What the fuck?
Right, go through the, hopefully you go down the rabbit hole, you'll see when John Oliver hosts the Hell's Headbangers. Not Hell's Headbangers, sorry. Headbangers Ball. And,
sorry to interrupt, but what the fuck am I watching?
Hell's Headbangers, you can buy a couple of Metal Legion from, by the way, what? Folks. So,
like, seriously, it's like... This is awesome. There's the guy.
What have you been doing? You're the one older than me. You should be showing me this.
I shouldn't be showing you this because it's too good. Shit, I want to keep it to myself now. Ah, yes. He's got a mullet. This is fucking awesome, man. He's like a fat Ozzy Osbourne, because Ozzy wasn't fat at the time, was he? 87?
He was. Ozzy Osbourne looked like fucking Alison Moyet at the time.
This is awesome.
If you watch like the video for Ultimate Sin, or showing
fucking
the
fucking Bilbo Baggins is getting persecuted here on this video. Can I just say that right now? He's having a bad day. There's obviously coronavirus and everything.
Funny enough, what you mentioned actually, Ralph actually says in the video, goes, I actually think this album could have been bigger, but John Oliver was a big lad. And, had he been a bit more of a heartthrob material, say, Vince Neil, whatever, had he been a bit more, you know, sellable image-wise, the band would have been bigger. But being big never held Meatloaf back.
Well, there was no holding him back because he was bigger than everyone else.
And but Ozzy Osbourne was big at the time as well. I mean, I know Ozzy Osbourne was famous already, but who knows?
So...
I think...
if I just keep interrupting you, this video's mad. The guy's bathing his fucking bald head in fucking money and everything. This little midget cunt.
I think as well...
he's throwing it round. Like
I think this album, it appeals to metalers and metalers only. I don't think it was very much cross appeal. But anyway...
If you've ever watched Dungeons and Dragons, it's the little Fear Not Stranger, the cartoon. It's the little fucking bastard, and he's quids in now. He's like, fuck them bitches, I got all the money. It's fucking funny. Oh, and they're about to have a fight now. Jesus, Crown guy on the chest or something. I've never seen this. This is all staying in because fuck me, this is the maddest video I have seen in my life. Go on, Joe, sorry.
I'm finished with this song, so we'll move on to I'll take the lead on this one. This next track, Strange Wings, while Gully pulls himself together.
Would you send me the video for fuck's sake? Yeah.
Right, so this next track is my favourite song on the album. I absolutely love this song. It's catchy as hell. It's the one that I always remember as well, and I can play it anytime. And I actually think this song's got quite a lot of appeal. I think I would have used this song as the single, and I would have done a straightforward band on stage performing song with a crowd. No fucking about, and I think that this song would have been the one that got them
Fox
somewhere.
Fox News update,
but I love it.
Little Midget has run away with all the jewels, and the fucking Big Father Christmas on the chair has chased him, but he's got away. Good lad. He's giving the band some cash. Go on, sorry.
So, yeah, opening. Da-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Fucking awesome. And then it goes all nice and slow. I don't know what the lyrics. But it goes all slow and atmospheric and then just builds up when he holds that note. In the night.
Jesus Christ, that singer's fucking got a big nose.
I love that chorus. She's on strange wings. And yeah, just a really catchy, good... Practically, I don't know, kind of poppy, I guess. It's only about 3.5 minutes long. But again, another, and I know I keep saying it, but it needs to be said every time, a scorching solo on this. Really melodic. Really fucking... He has that perfect balance between sort of like a shreddy... But he maintains melody as well. He does this lovely screaming bit at the end. And again, and as it rings out, it comes back to that opening riff. And back to the chorus one more time. This should have been, if it wasn't a single, this is a fantastic song.
Oi, intro.
Over to you.
That video is just... That's just changed my life mid-show, to be honest.
It's
1980s, like, rock radio show opener. It's a bit Scorpions, it's a bit Def Leppard, and it's one of them songs, like, that you play in the credits of a movie. Or, like, if you could play the credits of a movie in the 1980s, like Ferris Bueller or something else, this song would be in the credits. It wouldn't be the main song that finishes the film in the 80s, but it would be the one after for them people who can't be arsed getting up. This would be the song. The great musicians, and then it returns back to the oi, oi riff. And she flies strange wings. This is catchy at times and not a dislike song so far. And Joe's just throwing his beer around his studio or his microphone.
I caught the beer, the mic fell, but I didn't spill a drop of beer because I'm a...
Because that's very important. Yeah. So, Strange Wings...
And I bit the lid off
again. I'm sorry, you just kind of... I took over your things, but, like, you pretty much put the best video I've seen in my life on YouTube without giving me before the show.
It is, isn't it? Fuck Michael Jackson's Thriller. The greatest video ever is Born of the Mountain King.
Yes. Midgets and everything. I love midgets. Go on. Strange Wings.
I told you about Strange Wings.
Well, you do the next one, I'm going to fill me glass up.
I don't know if I... Right, so the next one, things go a little bit weird. I remember this. I remember when I first heard this. I thought, hold on a minute, this is the music off the Elton Towers advert.
Where wonders never cease. Yes.
Yeah, this is that, but metal.
Yep.
What more do you want? Really?
Well, I'm glad that you, we've established that windy, cheesy riff, and then it's a really long intro. Then it kicks in, and this is one for the old schoolers. There was a game called Jet Set Willy, which had this music. Yeah, it's an instrumental, and be gone instrumental, because you shouldn't really be there. And we're getting on to the main rump. And Joe, let's inform the general public what beer you're drinking now, because I'm really interested, and they should be too.
I am drinking Cheshire Chocolate Porter.
You fucking posh twat!
And it is fucking delicious. I've got to say, I thought this was just a stout, but it's not. Oh, it's delicious. It's like hot chocolate, but cold and beer.
I'm drinking Lindeman's Barrel 65 Chardonnay for the unincluded.
What? It's a black fly in your Chardonnay.
There's no black fly in that shit. It's 13.5%. Hail to the Mountain King, man. My God. I'm going to give this fucking album a better rating because of that video. It's gone up now.
Sometimes things just slot into place and make moss. And the best bit about this beer, by the way, I'm just going to hold up.
Fuck it, man. Take over the show, because I did for a bit.
Look at the bowl.
Oh. Rule Britannia. Britannia rules the waves.
Britannia rules the waves. Yeah.
Because we do. And, so what?
Oh, the roast beef of old England. Yeah. So, anyway. So we had the little prelude to madness. I really like the intro, by the way, the whole Thunder and Lightning shit.
Yeah, but it should promptly fuck off from an album, though. Can we just be honest?
Yeah, it's a bit of fun.
I know, but
you're going to take the album seriously now?
No, but, like, it's 87, so they did. They did.
In fact, hold on, I'm going to give you a bit of insight now. Because Sabotage side project, they formed a couple of members from the side project called the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yes. I have one of their songs as my favourite songs, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. The song goes, and it's a proper mad song. Yes, I've actually heard them.
Yes. So Trans-Siberian Orchestra was the side project of Sabotage. But Trans-Siberian Orchestra became fucking massive. They do, and I think they sell out. Do they do like a Christmas concert every
in
Madison Square Garden? Yeah, they do like classic Christmas songs, but then they do classical music, being a metal, rocky, opera-y kind of way. Yeah, so I think this is a prelude to Trans-Siberian Orchestra, what they do in this track.
Yeah,
and they made a shitload more money out of Trans-Siberian Orchestra than they did out of Sabotage.
The next song contains the best thing ever in the world in their video. It's a midget who looks like the guy off Dungeons and Dragons, the cartoon. Nice opening riff. This is where I asked it. When I asked you the question at the beginning, it said, what version of the album is this? Because what I've listened to since Spotify was stolen by the person that was stealing it from... has gone. That's why I asked you what version it was, because it was a bit wishy-washy. The mix is a little off, and yeah, the vocals are weird and centered. The guitars at times are low, but this is full cheese, and he belts out a tune like a motherfucker. I would love to see this shit live. Madness reigns in the heart of the Mountain King. This is proper Dio lyrics. Nice solo. I've not disliked one proper song, minus the fucking the song that isn't the song previously. But yeah, the end finishes differently with a slow riff. Nice work, chaps. And the video, man. The video. The video's worth an extra point on what I was going to do it. Remind me, and then it shall be.
Okay, yeah, great. Fantastic opening riff. Straight away you're in. I really like sort of along the bridge. It goes. The melody goes. But I love the way that's backed up by keyboards. Just gives it that extra nice little layout of atmosphere.
You know the orchestral bit? It's all keyboards on this, like, defo. You can hear the fact that it's keyboards, like, but it works.
The singer's the keyboard player as well. He gets a bit...
He's got a fucking big nose, that fella, though, isn't he?
the second track, what was it called?
Legions.
Fuck's sake. No, Beyond the Walls of Dark.
I can only see as far as Google Docs sends me.
Oh, Beyond the Doors of Dark. Listen to me, children of the night.
You've so been driving, looking like a twat. With a catorce face in London for the past week. Admit it.
When he does it live, he does that at the keyboard.
There was no admission, but I know the truth.
What's that?
You've been driving through the streets of London with this on and doing the contorted cheese metal faces at random as you drive it past at 2 a.m. But it's okay, because fuck them, it's London. No one gives a shit about anyone else, to be fair.
Yeah. No.
What a mate.
This is a really good epic song, man. It just goes, you know, great little midsection, lots of melody. Lots of atmosphere as well. And again, as cheesy as it is really atmospheric as well. It never goes to the point where it's just like, oh, God. It never gets off-putting. And yes, at the end, when it finishes with the... that little clean bit on the guitar. I had that stuck in my head for days and I couldn't remember where it came from.
Like, I'm going to hit my microphone until it stops making that stupid noise. Right, there it goes. Leaving it all in.
Chocolate beer, fucking hell.
You're just having a wank over chocolate beer.
Delicious.
And I'm just saying we should set up a crowdfunding page so we can somehow involve the show with midgets.
Like anyone would ever fucking donate to this.
No, but like if we get some kind of, I don't know, midget involved with no hair and stuff. Just for my own personal amusement.
So please donate to our PayPal.
We're not going
to
say midget.
So Gully can buy a midget.
I would. Like I've explained, like when I used to live in Liverpool, that angry midget robbed my Hackney. I was drunk outside the First National pub.
You got robbed by a midget?
More or less.
Oh, let me do my Colin Fowler. You got robbed by a midget.
I got...
What the fuck,
I don't know.
What happened?
I got grabbed by a midget.
I don't know.
I got fucked in the arse by a midget. No. Let's not go there, because he didn't.
Yeah.
He robbed the taxi because I was really drunk. But, like, I didn't see him coming. He was, like, the stealthiest ninja little midget motherfucker. And he jumped in, and the first thing I could say, and I'd done it in a Scottish accent, was, "You fucking midget!" It's like, don't know why I was Scottish for that time. Hail to the Mountain King is a boss song, and if we could involve midgets in the show, I'd be very happy to have that happen. But like, great song, and the videos just made this album go up a point at the end for me. So do the next song so I can smoke this joint.
The Price You Pay is just a good straightforward rock song, really. I like a nice little it's sort of slows down a bit during the verse. Yeah, it's kind of mellow and chilled. And then just kicks in. That's the price you pay. And it's pretty straightforward, really. I mean, not a lot's going on, but it doesn't really need a lot of dough. It's just a smooth song. Just kind of...
Okay, so
kind of chunks along,
it's a bit
really.
At the beginning,
but I do really like it. It's not like a pillar or anything like that.
I know you're alone.
It's a bit of a slowdown after the epic that came before it. But it's all good.
But like something happens in this song where he does this weird off key singing and it just pisses me off. And this is the first filler track for me because he does off-key singing, which will appear later on. Not into it, and the singing is awful at times. So kind of what happened to here? And it doesn't work. Stop it. Don't do it again. Don't do it again, you cunt. Oh, you little bastard. No, he did it, and I didn't like it.
Okay. Fine.
No, listen back to it. I don't want to say like I'm pissed off.
I've been listening to it for years, mate.
Well, that's your opinion, but like he does this off key singer. Yeah. It's wrong, mate. It's just wrong. Like, what? White Witch. Okay. Nice little Judas Priest riff.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
This seems much better. I like this one. White Witch, poisoning you. This is great. This is a fist pumper. I'd love to see this song live, you know. Nice little double kick too. Favourite track so far. Yes, the screaming into the solo. Fucking, I'm getting thrown out my mums. But like, this is defo winner. This is top fondue, and like the last song can go fuck itself with fucking Corona times 10. This song wins. This is the best song on the album so far.
My favourite song is actually Strange Winds, but this is my second favourite. And this is the most balls to the wall song on the album. At a push, you could say this was thrash metal. At a push, and not flat out. Mm. But yeah, fantastic song. And I think this is a song I'd love to cover at some point and just really make it heavier.
Do you know what? You know what would be dead?
You could do like a death metal. White Witch, Bison, yeah.
Well, you could do that, right? You could do that. You could do that, and I can do the high pitch at the same time. And I'm not playing bass anymore because I can't be arsed with that.
But this is the most flat out head banging.
Should we start a crowdfunding for me and you and get some nameless
to
do this song. It'd be funny.
Well, record it, man.
I've got all this shit.
Yeah, record.
I can play the bass to this shit. Fucking hell, man! It's not fucking impossible.
We can get Huey on guitar.
Yeah, we've got you doing the high. Imagine you doing the high, me doing the high, you doing the low. I'll do the bass. We'll ask the person that comes on all the time and is always wrong in his opinions about anything Metallica. To do the drums. There we go. We've nailed this.
Yeah, you could do the drums, or we can get Rob to do the drums, and then just give up halfway through and go, "Oh, fuck it, just put a drum machine on."
Or do it half speed. Rob, we love you, like, but like, you sound. we've just poked the bear. He shares our show every fucking week as well.
I know, we love him. It's only a joke.
He supports Liverpool, so fuck him.
Does he?
Yes, he fucking does. He's from Plymouth or Portsmouth, like people where they have no teeth and stuff.
Yeah, I know he's from Plymouth. Well, but, Plymouth,
there you go. What more do you want to know? You've got nothing else going there.
Okay.
We got two teams here.
Never mind.
It's all right, Rob. We still love you. Just you supported the wrong team.
Mind you, my cousin supports Liverpool. Fucking get.
Where's he from?
How does that work? We're fucking Essex.
Punch him in the throat. Or just
well, none of my all my family are West Ham. Well, my mum's family's West Ham, my dad's family's Charlton. And for some reason my cousin was just like, no, I support Liverpool. Like, why? Because I like him.
Oh dear.
Yeah, ever since he was a kid he was like, no, he just chose Liverpool for some reason. I don't know if but in the '80s was there someone particular that played for him, or
Ian Rush with his big mustache.
Maybe
he appealed to the ginger types. I don't know. Is he ginger?
My cousin's not ginger. No.
Rob is.
Not that, you know.
Moving on.
Anyway, yeah, we're digging a hole here. We're slagging off midgets, slagging off gingers.
Drummers.
The most politically incorrect podcast. We wonder why we don't fucking...
Like, have we ever been anything else, for fuck's sake?
No.
Oh dear. White Witch, man, have you got anything else to talk about that?
No, it's the most straightforward balls to the wall song on the album. It's the headbanger.
Yes.
And I really like it.
Last Dawn, very short. I suspect another instrumental. Oh yes. And it is. Nice enough, but fuck off.
Nice enough, I quite like it, but yeah,
fuck off. Devastation.
It's basically an introduction to this.
Devastation. Devastation. Yeah. Bass drum to start with, then the riff. This is where I was. Can you remember? I was saying I will come back to it, and I will remind you about this thing because I'm hard.
Yes. On,
remind me.
So something about Rocky IV. Aaron Drago, whatever his name is. Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah. If he dies, he dies, and he comes back and he gets injected with the fucking steads. You will still win, but I will still give you that devastating blow. The intro riff, and the riff is clearly ripped off from Black Sabbath.
Ooh.
Clearly.
Go on. What song?
I'm gonna go back and get the song.
Well, there is a theory going.
I can't remember the fucking song because I'm gonna have to go back and get it.
All right, one sec. There is a theory by many. Whatever riff you write, whichever band you're in, Tony Iommi already wrote it.
Yeah, but this is clearly...
You may have sped it up, you may have slowed it down, you may have added a little ding-ding-ding, but it's already on a Black Sabbath album.
Well...
He wrote every riff. Anyway,
let you talk about it because I need to find it.
What are you talking
I'm
going about?
To listen to it and I'm going to tell you what the song is again. Okay? Because...
But what riff are you talking about on this song?
Give me a minute. Talk about the song.
No, I mean this song. The Sabotage song.
It's about a minute or so in there, but like, talk about your view of the song and then I'm gonna tell you what song it is because I've had a drink and I'm a bit pissed. So... Talk.
Right. So we're at the last track of the album, Devastation. Quite a good little closer. It's not a particularly song that sticks out to me, to be honest. It's got a good sort of lead melody running through it. The old... Dun, 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 yeah, it's kind of backed up by keyboards on that last little bit as well. So it's got that usual sort of atmosphere that going through it. I really think the keyboards are a nice touch on this album, actually. They're just like a little finishing touch, really. Apart from the bits where...
Children
of the Grave. Are you either singing Hole in the Sky or Children of the Grave?
Hole in the Sky. I rest my fucking case. I'm looking through... A hole in the sky. It is. It right, fucking so is. And they've directly written. They've gone to the. This is the. If he dies, he dies. But this is why I deducted 1 point, and I'm gonna put it back on because of the video. But like, down, 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 down. But they've changed the octave to the black keys on a keyboard. Do you know what I mean? That's what they've done. And I went back several times and listened to it, and like every time I've listened to it, I've gone, that's not that. And I spent this afternoon, when I just scored me bag of weed and I just had like fucking 6 cans of coke and four cups of coffee, I was like, this, no, it's not that, it's not that, it's that. And it spoiled it for me. The singer for me is the standout person. I'm going to continue, but it's there. This song has to be axed because it's pissing me off. Because that is a fucking. That's just a.
You can't ever go about ripping off a Black Sabbath riff.
No, but
man.
Like
come
it's
on,
so
fucking
close. It's just basically the main riff in the song is the same, and it's. They've got away with it fine, yeah, and the album has been spot on for me and I've really enjoyed reviewing this album, but this just shit right in my mouth. And, like, having listened to that and then you heard me when I was singing it to you over the show, just then go back and listen, you cunts, you've just heard it.
Yeah, I know, I'm not disputing it, I'm just saying if you're going to judge people for nicking a Black Sabbath riff and fucking
well,
hell.
Well, they pretty much didn't nick it. They just copied it.
That's pretty much 90%, 95%.
Copied it and
hell.
Jumped up on the flipboard. Anyway. That's all that's gone on.
He probably hasn't even realised he'd done
it. No, he definitely realised. On Sabbath album. You know where we're going, man. It's there.
I went back and done it and...
Fucking with my big ass headphones, maximum quality you could get from your MP3 because they don't have Spotify. Actually, should we do a crowdfunding for guns to pay for me to have Spotify to do this? Because it's increasingly difficult for me, being a poor bastard, to listen to songs instantly.
I've I mean, yeah, we could, you know, pay for being on. What is it we're on?
Podomatic.
Podomatic, yeah.
Well,
can we come out
give
first?
Them lots of. Well, I say we, but like you give them lots of money. Like the way I look at it, though, we've got this fair thing going on. You threw money at it, and I just throw my time at it. Do you know what I mean? So my time's not that important. But like, I enjoy doing it, and I'll keep doing it. But like, last time we give them money, or you give them money, they bumped us, and we couldn't upload a show for ages. Because they said, you can have fucking all the gigs because you've been with us since we opened. And then as soon as we give them all money, they went, no, fuck off.
Well, funny enough, yeah, what happens was I changed my card. And for some reason, I changed the card. It's registered on PayPal. So I pay it monthly for PayPal. And then I put a new card on PayPal, delete the old one. But for some reason, it kept the direct debit come off the old card. And changing it, it took fucking ages for me to do it. And I did it once. And I went to do it again this time. And then this is when I just went off bollocks to it and just paid for the year up front. But I don't know why. It's like if you get a new card and put your new card details into Amazon and then you buy something off Amazon. And he goes, oh, no, we took off your old card. It's like, well, what, have I got to do it for every fucking... Yeah, I don't know. But, that's what happens. And that's why it kept cancelling, because every time I did it, it just wouldn't register.
It wasn't our fault that we had a big gap in between shows as well. It was just one of them. The fucking... They just said no. You ain't got your bar. Thing is, we've been with that particular platform from... the moment they started, because they've not been going that long, and there is cheaper alternatives. I just thought it was easier to have something that we could basically, you click on the link and it'll play wherever you add it on in your phone browser or whatever. And it turns out it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So devastation. Go on.
No, it's a good little closer. It closes really well at the end as well with it. And then bam, bam, bam. You know, it's not my favourite song, but it's a good little song. Yeah,
we've got to record one. I am so off for just doing a fucking internet fucking one of these songs, man.
We've got to do White Witch.
Yes, I'll do the bass, man. The bass is fucking piss. Get Dave Ingram on, who may or may not be on the next show. But like, yeah, we should do that. So let's give it a rating. My original rating was 6 out of 10 because the last song fucked me in the ass.
Come on,
it fucked me in the ass. The last song just.
Just
shut up, right? The last song fucked me in the ass, and my anus, right? And I'm not gonna be like. I'm not going to be politically correct because fuck it, it's what we do. It was just terrible. And there was a couple of terrible songs in there as well, which really soured it for me. And I might have been a bit grumpy this afternoon when I put it in. But the new rating of this album for me is 7. And it'd be higher if there was 3 songs deleted. So, yeah. But I will stress the last song fucked me really hard in the anus. So your closing thoughts?
I this has been a nice little hidden gem for me, and I think Sabotage are a great band. They've got quite a big catalogue and they had a lot of lineup changes as well in the later days, but this is the one that really I stick to. I never really got into the later stuff, but it's an album that I chuck on every now and then. And I always love it when I do, and it's grown on me over the years. And like I said, I knew this was going to be a good, fun show.
Please listen to the Black Sabbath song. Listen to it.
I'm not disputing it. I'm not disputing it.
If it wasn't for that, it would probably be an 8 or a 9. Because
I'm going to give it an 8. So.
I thanks for the middle finger, you utter southern cunt. So let's discuss what's coming out from you on the world. Wide Web, which is like fucking... This is the only shit that's working. I can't even get 4K porn because all the internet has decided to limit the bandwidth of video.
Didn't Pornhub or something say they're going to give out... I don't know why you need a membership on Pornhub anyway. It's fucking free. I think there's...
Have you ever paid to... I've never paid to have a wank, whether it's online or with real women. I don't know about you, Lee.
No, but... Apparently, Pornhub said that they're giving away free premium memberships.
What does that get you? I don't know. Extra readers' wives or some hairy ass bitches?
I don't know. But they're giving free premium memberships in Italy because of the lockdown. So it's have a wank on us.
So we're going to get it next in the UK because we're apparently the new epicenter. We can have a boss
quitting,
wank.
You know, every Cloud, I
suggest in your man shed that you have a safety towel because you don't want to be wiping your knob on an album. Oh, that saw. He's got like this big fucking saw in the background.
This is actually my poem shed. The CD collection is just a cover. I don't listen to any of this shit.
Mr. Cabin Knobhead or fucking Ben Diver? Yeah. Ben Dover? Ben Diver? I'm the new Ben Dover. At least I know what you're up to. Come on. I've threw you off, but it's one of them shows.
Right. I think that's it, mate. No, there's nothing to plug. I don't know what's going on with Metal Legion. I normally don't hear from Ricardo for ages, and then out of nowhere I get an email going, yeah, magazine's out next week. 10 copies. See you later. And then that's it. So, yeah.
So there's that.
And no doubt this Corona shit's probably thrown a spanner in the works one way or the other.
Important thing, though, because Joe, like I'm gonna do it publicly on our show. Joe was more... on tune to the thing than I was, so I'm just going to congratulate Joe for being a little bit more skeptical with it than I was more blasé would be the main thing, but like, well done, Joe. But other than that, look after yourselves, look after your friends and family, have a good time, and if you're just going to go out and get pissed and continue your life like nothing's happened, then you're a cunt. And another thing, if you don't share the show, you're a cunt. Thanks very much for listening. See you later.